Thanks for joining us. I'm with Cedar here this morning, and we're talking about core teachings, core lessons, things that are fundamental, foundational to learning, things that every little person should be taught and every big person should remember. Today we're talking about affirmations. What is an affirmation? An affirmation is generally a statement in the present tense that affirms something. Ideally, affirmations are not affirming the not, but they are positively affirming what you're after. So as to not use the non-term, so instead of saying I'm not poor, you would say I'm rich or I'm abundant, that sort of idea. One theory is that the universe doesn't pick up on knots, so that if you use the term poor instead of abundant, it just picks up on poor and expands that. So the idea behind affirmations is twofold. One, you're setting that intention out to the universe and consciously stating or affirming, thank you, Cedar, affirming the thing. And two, you're being forced to choose and create something. The world we live in, if we don't consciously choose to create certain things, the matrix, the screen, the mainstream will choose for us. And often what is chosen by default is not our highest good and is not in line with our highest spirit. So lots of different ways to do affirmations. They can be mixed in to meditations. You can have an affirmation part of your meditation. I do this commonly with sun meditations, which we'll have coming soon. And it's generally a statement that's short and punchy. I am abundant in my life. My life is full of health and wellness. I feel good in my body, soul, and spirit. These are all affirmations. It's really endless. The idea is to identify areas of life where maybe things aren't going where you want. And Cedar's affirming areas where you want change. And in these areas where change may be what you seek, anchor an affirmation. Oh, I'm not feeling like I have enough money and wealth and all this stuff. Okay, well, maybe it's time for an abundance meditation or an affirmation. And the idea is to build affirmation, creating and saying and stating into our daily practices. Right? Cedar's just affirming that this is true. So encouraging you to create affirmations, write down a couple, a dozen, and one way to do it is to just read the affirmation list in the morning, or if you can, focus on one or two things at a time and read those affirmation statements for a few weeks and then move on to the next thing. And there's tons of stories and examples of people setting affirmations and saying them regularly, and all of a sudden the abundance starts to flow in, or all of a sudden that relationship they were seeking starts to flow in, or the business partner. And affirmations can be really good at getting over self-doubt, lack of worthiness, low self-esteem related to a certain topic. So that's our lesson for today, is the power of affirmations, inviting you to write them down, set affirmations, and inviting them into your daily practice, your meditation, your morning breakfast routine, your go to bed before bed routine, however you do it. Tape them on the wall by where you brush your teeth or take a poop, so you read them daily and affirm them into your mind. Cedar and I are signing off. Any final words, Cedar? Trust. She's inviting us to trust as part of the affirmation process. So including that. Namaste from Cedar and I.